Hello one and all,
very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 15, 1966. Well, we talked about cancer in few earlier episodes, I hope you remember. Today's topic is also a report on drug development for treatment for cancer. It's on the protein called epidermal growth factor receptor, or EGFR, which is present in a large amount on the surface of lung cancer cells and is known to promote their cancerous properties. And then, it's also known that EGFR is mutated in cancers, and these mutations play oncogenic role. That means that they will promote proliferation of cells and drive them to cancerous mass. Now, several inhibitors of this protein that kill its activity have been developed as anti-cancer drugs, and indeed, these inhibitors show a remarkable effect for many kinds of EGFR-mutated cancers. Several of these are currently used in clinic. But a particular set of mutants, such as in-frame mutations in exon 20 region, show poor response to the existing inhibitors. Here, the authors from Taiyo Pharmaceuticals in Japan focused on the medical need for discovery of new EGFR inhibitors that would also work for exon 20 insert mutations. The research team started screening of small molecules and identified TAS-6417 as a novel inhibitor for exon 20 insert mutations. They provide experimental evidence that TAS-6417 inhibits kinase activity of EGFR, resulting in growth arrest of cancer cells. And guess what? TAS-6417 showed great potency to inhibit exon 20 insert mutation and had limited effect on wild-type protein. That's very nice, isn't it? The team checked the anti-cancer activity in mice models and showed that TAS-6417 fed mice showed reduction in their tumor mass and had survival advantage. These findings may take TAS-6417 to clinical trials and further drug development path. For more details, please take a look at the paper published in Molecular Cancer Therapeutics, Volume 17, 2018. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.